I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Idle the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for eyes on the outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Come in real close to that campfire here burning there this morning. Weather's a lot nicer. Hey, this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. KFNS 590 The Fan, Midwest Outdoor Studios. Here we are in the bunker on a beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are already way into July 15th here. Wow. Across the way is my Matty G running the controls. Good morning, Matty G.
Good morning, Uncle Ray.
And our Vogler Wagner is still in the deal, getting rehabbed. We don't know if it's physical or mental, but maybe a little both.
I think we should hope for a little of both.
Yeah, that's indeed.
Whatever they've got him on.
We'll go get him in a minute.
He needs to share.
We're going to let him say hello to everybody here in just a minute. But right now, I'm going to introduce my co-host this week. My fill-in co-host has a little intro, a little music for this guy right here. Our one and only thinking woodsman, talking woodsman, Tiny Tim, who has a podcast, shoots fish with a bow. Tiny Tim. Hello, Tim.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for being our little co-host buddy today.
I'm happy to do it. I took some notes from Vogler Vogler yesterday, so I'm ready to roll.
Now you're scaring me.
And did you throw those notes away? Like, take them and like, okay, this is not to do.
They consist of adding extra syllables into words. Yeah, there's all kinds of good.
And before
tips.
I tell you what's on the show, we got a couple other special guests in the studio. We got the Devil's Backbone from way down into Ozarks, down where a possum is a yard dog, baby. Filling in for Daddy Joe. You better fix your microphone before you go in the air. It's pointed straight up in the air. No, you. Yeah, you, Chance. There you go. Now get in there close. Chance Hollingshead and Devil's Backbone Outfitters joining us in the house this morning. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, Ray.
Get a little louder. Get right in there.
Get right in there.
There you go. How was your drive this morning from way down below Kabul?
Extremely early.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and we're going to come back and visit with you about a little deer hunting, a little guided hunts and things down there in your part of the country. And who's the feller on the other side of you there?
This is my sidekick.
That's Levi. Levi, get right there in the microphone and say good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. And what do you do for a living, Levi?
Unemployed?
Are you unemployed?
Yeah.
You follow Dad around? They can't see your head nodding.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna run out and grab the Vogler Vogler and say a quick thing to him. You got a quick news item while we're waiting for the Vogler Vogler there, Tim?
Yeah, you know, Ray, you're huge into camo. We all know that.
Absolutely.
You love wearing camo. Yeah. And you love pink.
Yes.
So this news item is apropos for you.
Good.
Blaze pink is becoming a legal alternative to blaze orange in a number of states around the
That's
country.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. But as you can guess, it's not without controversy. Some people are saying that it's sexist, that it's ignorant. Yeah, it's like you just want to shake your head. These states, Minnesota is the latest to do this. They're not saying that you have to replace Blaze Orange for Blaze Pink. They're just saying that you can also use Blaze Pink if you like, if you like to show support for breast cancer awareness.
Well, our deer camp this fall was, will be all pink.
It always is.
Yeah.
We can just now talk about it. And we can
show
people pictures.
Absolutely. And video.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's just one more option. We're not, you know, no one's telling anyone they have to use Blaze Pink, but it's just one more option for people. Settle down.
Okay. That's a good report. Real quick, who we have on the show. You met Chance Honeshead. We're going to get on him. Gary Mason, Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. We're going to have him in segment four. And good friend Denny Gernick. We're going to talk about bears in Russia. He's got a bear book out.
They got a few of them over there.
They got a lot of bears out there. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. We're gonna visit with Tiny Tim, of course, our co-host.
Obviously, yeah.
We got a Midwest Outdoor segment with Trolling Big Waters with Ross Robertson and Mr. Strand. And this week's story time will be something we'll be talking about here in one of the segments about today's outdoor television, some things going on there.
Yeah.
So we got lots of things, got a full show.
And we got Billy Smith coming up.
Billy Smith, the River Report. All the work we did getting a hold of him, and then I didn't even announce it. Thank you. I see you've already done your job as a co-host.
I can quit. I'm done. Yeah. I'll go stand out in the hallway.
All right, let's run out here and grab this guy. Hey, Darth Vader, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's things in rehab?
Really good.
Well, you want to say really hello to all the listeners this morning?
I want to thank them for all the notes they've gotten. It really meant a lot. I didn't know that many people cared that I was still alive.
They don't. We paid them.
We paid them. Okay, yeah. Paid stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Just doing the work that I'm supposed to be doing in here and doing the physical therapy and
getting better, right?
Looks great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing reports from down that way from some of the nurses saying they probably shouldn't have fixed that knee. You're getting a little too mobile, a little too handsy.
Yes. It is part of the fun, you know. It is part of the fun of being in here. But I'm just sitting here looking at some of the foods that you had online this morning. Ray, help.
Do you want us to bring some of that? Oh, never mind. We already ate all of it. We'll do that next time.
Oh, you ate all of it. Okay. Yeah.
You remember we talked about Radio Randy. Now we got Radio Tim, you know, Tiny Tim. He's our co-host. You want to say hi to Tim because he's doing your job this morning?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any pointers for me?
Be alert.
Okay.
Be alert. Don't close that eye. You know, it's always going to come at you.
Well, good. You sound good. You look good yesterday. Looks like you're on the road to recovery, and that's a good thing. We need you back in here.
I'm losing that. What's that stuff called? Pounds?
Pounds.
Yeah. Pounds, yeah.
Mass, yeah.
It's like, I think there's like 9 or 10 so far.
Yeah, that's good. You know? Well, I'm not going to tell you what I told you before, how to lose 30 pounds of ugly fat real quick. Cut your head off. I won't do that. I won't do that to you.
Oh, okay.
I think people are going to miss you, because yesterday when I was wheeling Vogler Vogler down to the PT area, and I don't know how many times we got stopped asking if we were heading out.
I thought you were kidnapping him. He was escaping.
Yeah, I think they're going to miss you when you get out of there eventually.
Well, one lady wanted Tim to be on my treatment plan meeting on Tuesday.
Sounds like a date.
I was willing to sign off and be your power of attorney.
Yeah. Hey, while we got a minute and while we got you on, we're going to play a little YMCA music here. I was down at the YMCA working out. Tim's got a podcast coming out about, you know, getting fit to hunt. We'll have this guy on sometime. But a bunch of the YMCA old guys, you know, I finally figured it out, Vogler. They all talking to me and stuff. I'm one of them. I didn't realize that, you know. But we went over to the little restaurant, the Main Street Cafe, great gals, and the bullcrap table or the liar's table, you know,
yeah,
Tim?
Yeah.
I always get my best information, Vogler Vogler, from the old guys, and I heard it again. We've heard it before, but the first thing was talking about was the fidget spinners, because they had them there, and the guys talking about what they had, you know, and they was in a hayfield. They didn't have, you know, and on. One guy said when he was a kid, his dad only worked him half a day. He could pick whichever 12 hours he wanted.
Yeah, that's fair.
But they were talking about it being hot, Chris, and they did it again. I heard it again. It was so hot that the smallmouth had ticks. And then the old guy goes, "Why, it's been so hot this last week. I'd take a bucket of water and prime my wife so she can take a pee." And it went downhill from there, buddy.
Oh. We're at what? Lewis's out in St. Clair. The first time I heard that ticks thing, I thought I was going to die. That is just great.
But we're gonna start talking about getting fit. You're losing weight, and Tim's got a podcast about it. We're going to have a guest. What's the place we're going to have on?
Fit to Hunt.
Fit to Hunt.
Jeremy Kerber.
And I'm working with the YMCA folks, and they've been doing me really good. And my blood work and all my stuff came back great since I've been doing some exercising, which I'm pretty much allergic to. But it's
making
working.
A difference, though.
It is making a difference. So.
And the two docs, the orthopedic. Guy wants to talk about how easy it is to fix stuff today. You don't have to let it get as bad as I did. Yeah. And the other thing that we all guys have to pay attention to is the prostate issue, and it's not as bad. They don't have the rubber gloves anymore. Did you hear the snap?
We got any lube?
Yeah, they don't have to do that anymore. There's other simple ways to do it, and there's fast ways to take care of it, you know.
This is not exactly what I wanted to talk about with you this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, getting healthy, you know. It's getting healthy. Hey, well, I'll be quiet here. I'm taking another weird direction, you know.
Right.
Vogler's on his still his path.
Vogler, take us to commercial break.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors Radio, and we'll be back in a few.